This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front line in eastern areas. The apparent aim is to weaken Ukraine's resolve and compel Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. Kyiv's military administration said power and water were restored Friday, with about 30% of consumers still without heating. Ukrainians who fled the war to find refuge in the United States are now facing the end of their permission to stay. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
About 20,000 Ukrainians are coming to the end of their humanitarian parole. The majority of them arrived in the United States through Mexico. There, it was easier and faster to get a visa to enter the country in the first months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has said it is working on a fix, but so far has issued no official guidance on what Ukrainians should do. I'm Karen Chamas.
Xi Jinping has won an unprecedented third term as China's president. Xi, who is 69, was voted in unanimously Friday by 2,952 members of the Chinese parliament. There were no other candidates. Afterwards, Xi shook hands with his ally and premier-in-waiting, Li Qiang, who is poised to become China's number two leader. Li will oversee the economy. Xi set the stage for a norm-breaking third term when he scrapped presidential term limits in 2018. Other top party leaders' terms remained limited to two terms.